So, hey guys, first things first, I have a cold, so if you hear that, it's because I'm, like, sick. I don't even know how I got sick, whatever, but that's not the point. This episode is literally going to be about isolation. Good isolation and bad isolation. And the reason why I chose isolation to be the topic of this segment is mainly because in life, we tend to isolate ourselves for good and bad reasons. And now I'm going to go through... pretty much like briefly, what are the bad reasons why we go through, that's Jersey, of course. I'm going to go through like briefly, like why we go through, and if you hear water in the background, because where I live, there's like a waterfall. But like we go through, like good isolation to me is just, you know, separating yourself from like everybody else and pretty much taking that time to get yourself together. And a lot of people really don't understand isolation. They think that, you know, you don't want to be bothered or anything like that, but it's not that you don't want to be bothered, it's just that you're using that time to really focus on yourself and what you have going on, so that you know that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing for yourself. And I think that's my issue now. Like, I'm going through these periods of isolation where it's not like I don't want to be bothered by people, but I kind of don't want to be bothered by people. And the reason why I don't want to be bothered by people is because I feel like I haven't fully gotten my shit together. And knowing and trying to get my shit together, I know it's not going to happen, like, overnight, you know? But I would appreciate for people to respect when I'm trying to get my shit together, instead of, like, just thinking that I'm trying to be like so rude and standoffish and stuff like that. But I'm just learning, like, people don't really understand that, and it's not your job to force people to understand that. You just kind of gotta like do your own thing and then just hope that whenever you finish with that isolation period or that isolation process, that they understand why you did it, and you know, they understand like where you came from when you did that. I think at that point in time, for me, it's a selfish time, and it's more so a selfish time because I can't focus on other people when I'm trying to focus on myself. And I'm not sure about other people, but I know, like I said, for myself, I just can't focus on myself and other people at the same time. They just don't work out for me. I can't give you attention and I'm trying to get my shit together. Like, this all brings me back to what I was saying, getting my shit together. And, I'm slowly going through this spiritual journey and like this spiritual process, and it's kind of hard. It's like the hardest thing that I've ever done. But I know that in the end, I'll definitely reap the benefits of it. But I think just now I'm just kind of like scared of the outcome, and then like a little afraid of what's happening in this process that I'm kind of nervous about, which is why I need isolation. Good isolation is what I call it. Yeah, so now I'm going to just, like, touch a little bit on bad isolation. Bad isolation is just pretty much when you're isolating yourself for no apparent reason and you don't want to let anybody in. Like, okay, so, like, let me use depression for an example. Like, there's been times where I went through stages of depression and people have wanted to help me, but I didn't necessarily want them to help me because I wanted to isolate myself. So if you could understand the difference between the two, the good isolation is just like me separating myself from the norm, from the crowd, from the people to get my shit together. And then bad isolation is like, okay, I'm going through this depression and it's like, I don't want you to bother me. I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to ask me how I'm doing or anything like that. Like, I'm basically saying F you to my support system. And I feel like a lot of people get the two confused. And it's common to get, you know, both of them confused, but you just have to let it be known ahead of time what it is that you're trying to do with yourself, what it is, what kind of path you're going on, you know, the people that you want to go with you, the people that you don't want to go with you. And I notice a lot within the past week or so, like, I've been seeing 99 or 999, and then, like, an angel number that just pretty much means to wrap up. So for me, it's just like, okay, it's time to wrap it up, time to tie all of these loose ends. And going through this journey and going through this process, like, I be feeling stuck. Like, right now, I feel stuck. So I was like, okay, when you feel stuck, just record a segment and just explain, like, why you feel stuck and how you feel stuck. And I feel stuck because it's like, I feel stuck because it's like, I know that there's things on the horizon for me and I know that my blessings are coming, but I guess my biggest issue is knowing when my blessings are coming. And I'm not sure about other people, but I know for myself, in waiting for my blessings to come, I start to lose faith. So fear trumps faith. So in that case, it's just like, okay, I know that good things are coming. I know that I'm going to be blessed. And, like, I know all of these things because I feel it. And it's like, why would I not be blessed? Like, I haven't done anything or to not, you know, get blessed or whatever. But then in the back of my mind, it's like, so how do I keep that faith moving forward? And I think that's what I'm trying to, like, understand. And I'm going to ask people as well, like, how do you keep the faith moving forward? Like, no matter what it is, like, how do you allow yourself to kind of, like, when you wake up and you don't have any money and, like, you know, and you don't, it's just hard for you to go day by day because, okay, Jersey, it's just hard for you to kind of, like, you know, go day by day because you don't have the things that you necessarily need. So it's like, okay, so like now what I do, like, how do I keep this faith or how do I keep on going? How do I keep pushing? Like, I can pray, I can meditate. Like, I can literally do everything in the book and I still will turn around and be like, I can't do this. Oh my God, I'm about to have an episode. Like, and I work out, like I do all that stuff. I journal, but then I'm just like, this is not enough. Like, I'm finding ways to ground myself and, you know, like going to the park, going for walks, starting this podcast. Like, I'm finding ways to get myself back to the way that I used to be. But I guess, excuse me, like in that transition, I'm just really trying to figure out, okay, you know that right now you feel stagnant and you know that right now there are a lot of things that you want to get done, but you feel like you can't get them done. But there's ways to get them done. You understand what I'm saying? But in my mind, it's just like, I can apply myself to a lot of things, apply myself. And then when I don't see the results that I want, I instantly become upset or I instantly become like, ooh, that was nasty. Sorry, y'all. Or I instantly just be like, okay, that's it. Like, I don't know what to do now, or I just, like, give up, and I'm tired of getting to that place where I, like, give up, because I want my faith to be strong, because my faith was strong before. Like, I don't know how all of a sudden it depleted, but in the instance of this transition, I feel like I'm transitioning all over again. Like, I had a transition when I first moved to Atlanta, and I feel like I'm transitioning now again, so it's like a twofold transition, and in my mind, I'm just like, yo, when is it going to be over? But I saw, like, a post, and it basically was like, you know, you kind of go through hell before you get to see, you know, the end of the tunnel, like the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's just like, how much hell does a person go through? Like, how much hell are you supposed to go through until you get to that point where it's just like you glorified, you happy, like not completely happy, because, you know, you just don't get complete happiness off of one thing. Like, it's always something. And it's funny because as I'm saying that, the sun is shining on my forehead. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you know when you're done going through hell? And I don't even mean to refer to what I'm going through as hell, you know, because that's kind of like gruesome. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, so how do I know when I'm done? Oh, how do I know when, you know, like, this process is gonna be over? Because I've been trusting the process for so long. When you just trust in the process for so long and you slowly start to see the benefits, or you don't even see the, you know, like the end or the benefits of it all, it's just like, okay, so how do I keep moving forward? Like, what do I do to keep moving forward? Like, I can go to therapy, I can journal, I can do a segment on a podcast, I can record a YouTube video, I can watch all the motivational videos in the world. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is not enough. I feel stuck. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's just certain things that people go through, and I hate to be like that person that's like, I'm glad that I'm going through this. Like, you know, it's helping me, and it's helping me with becoming stronger. But I guess I just don't really like when you go through things like this, and then people who aren't going through it, who are currently not going through it right now, they're like, oh, it's gonna be okay, like, you're gonna get over it, or just suck it up, or just do this, just do that. Like, no, you don't fully understand, because this is something that you have not gone through, or this is something that you're not going through. So you really can't tell people, like, what they should or should not do about the problems that they're facing, because you have not been there. So until you can put yourself in a place to where you're able to become empathetic, and you're able to be empathetic, in my book, I hate it. It's just like, I feel like, don't talk to me, or like, don't say anything to me about it, because you're not empathetic. Like, you're sympathetic, you feel bad for me, or anything like that, or you feel bad about my situation, but you have not put yourself in my shoes, you know? And I think people have a hard time being able to differentiate sympathy and empathy. And I feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, there aren't many empathetic people in the world. I mean, that shit sucks, but it's like, I'm not expecting for people to feel bad for me because, you know, at the end of the day, like, don't nobody owe you shit. But in the same time, I'm expecting for people to understand how I feel and understand, like, okay, why I'm going through the things I'm going through. And it could be part because I'm a sociology major, and that's literally, like, you know, my undergrad, my bachelor's degree. It's just kind of like, why do people do the things that they do? So it's just that, like, I just wish people saw things from, like, a unanimous perspective and not just so one-minded and a single-minded perspective. But I mean, that's just what I wish. Everybody's a little different, you know. Everybody wants something different for themselves and certain things. Like, I know what I want for myself, and I know, like, I'm destined for greatness. I guess the hardest part for me is, like, as I'm going through this process to be destined for greatness, I'm going through all these loopholes, and I'm just like, damn, loophole after loophole after loophole. And I'm just like, bro, when is this shit going to be over? Like, how many loopholes are you going to, like, literally take me through? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so when is the last loophole? Or, like, when I get through the last loophole, like, will I, you know, is that my victory lap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? And I just be feeling a little low-key lost. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure other people feel like this, but I don't know. So, like I said, I feel like I'm going through periods of isolation. And it's kind of, like, good isolation because when you isolate yourself, you tend to find out, you know, come on, Jersey. When you isolate yourself, you tend to kind of, like, be able to take a step back and go within. So figure out what you like about yourself, what you don't like about yourself, breaking old habits, you know, developing new habits, things like that. Or when certain people don't serve you, or certain things don't serve you, you just let that shit go. And, like, that's the freaking, can't even talk. That's, like, literally the type of time I'm on, like, isolating and letting shit go, so that I could focus on myself, like, internally. Because self-love is the best love. And we don't really give our time to self-love because it's like, you know, we focusing on loving everybody else and wanting everybody else to love us. Like, we don't even fuck around and love ourselves. So, I don't know. That's it, though. Because it's like, I don't know, like, I'll talk about the rest of it on the next segment, but that was just a little bit of what I wanted to get off my mind. Just pretty much drive that isolation and just isolate yourself and just let go so that you're able to prosper in the way that you need to prosper. And, like, if people aren't, you know, relatively understanding to what you got going on or what you got going on, don't let that bother you. Like, just keep moving and keep doing what you got to do. Keep praying, keep meditating. I'm trying these things. So I'm trying to tell you guys these things so I can start them on my own. But, like, I'm going to, like, keep praying and keep meditating to just uplift myself when times are hard. So I just want to thank you guys for listening to this segment. If you heard a little bit of extra noise in the background, like Jersey, the waterfall, the birds, like, you know, that's just how it's going to happen and just how it's going down. But I do appreciate you guys for listening. And also, like I said before, let me know if you guys want me to talk about any topics in particular. I'm starting my podcast and I'm running it how I want to run it. And these are just going to be like random segments. Like, I'm not going to plan them or anything like that. I'm just going to pretty much just drop these bombs based on how I feel and currently what I'm going through. Because I want people to be able to understand and be able to get through their shit without having to always sweep their shit underneath the rug. So, like I said, guys, thank you so much for listening. And I'll holler at y'all in my next segment.